You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The UFC Buzz Podcast with Gareth A. Davis. Exclusive to William Hill. Listen online at audioboom.com or subscribe at iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts.
Hello, everyone. A warm welcome along to the UFC Buzz Podcast with BT Sport pundit Gareth A. Davis. Good to have you with us, everyone, ahead of the Ultimate Fighter 24 finale from Las Vegas. It comes from the Pearl at the Palms Casino Resort. Dave Callner here in the studio, and on the line right now, it is Gareth A. Davis. First of all, good morning to you, Gareth.
A very good morning to you, Dave. And in the background there, you can hear the coffee grinding. And I'm still on American time. I'm up at 3 a.m. every morning at the moment. I'm just slugging a little espresso. I just ran from the espresso machine. I'm sure you can hear it in the background. It's fight heaven at the moment for me, Dave. You know, I meet a lot of people on the road and they say, oh, you know, you've got the best job in the world. I have a tendency, like all of us at times in this profession, when we're overworked, we kind of moan a little bit privately. But I've got to be honest, I'm really overworked at the moment, but I'm absolutely loving it. I've seen arguably four of the top 10 pound for pound boxers in the world in the last month. I've been to the very first UFC in New York at Madison Square Garden with this incredible Conor McGregor and an amazing card. And even this weekend, it's thicker and faster, the number one pound for pound mixed martial artist in the world. And there's more boxing and more UFC and Ronda Rousey to come. It's just, I feel in the eye of the storm at the moment, to be honest. It's just that I'm on a different timescale.
You mentioned Conor McGregor there as well. Start with a quick word on McGregor, because in the UFC world, he almost always dominates, and he's been licensed to box in California now and is apparently, in inverted commas, on the lookout for a high-level opponent. Is this smoke and mirrors? Is he using this as leverage over the UFC and those new owners?
There's an old-fashioned word I use for this at the moment, and it's gone viral, this story. But do you know what? There's one word I've got for it. Poppycock. look, I went into this very conversation with Bob Bennett, the Nevada State Athletic Commission executive director, last week when I was in Vegas, because I wanted to ask him what the parameters were, what the ethics were within the what is a government organization, because they're government organizations over there. They're not self-appointed ad hoc sanctioning or governing bodies for a sport. They are government. They are assigned to government departments. Now, he said it would take a big debate within the higher executive board. He said it's one thing licensing a mixed martial artist to fight as a boxer in a low-level organization against a low-level fighter, but to put an elite mixed martial artist and just give him a license to box an elite fighter, i.e. of the type of Floyd Mayweather, they would have to question safety, the health of the fighter, the levels. So there are so many small, large and medium hoops to jump through before this could ever happen. It's not down to McGregor, it's not down to Mayweather, and it is down to the Athletic Commission, one in Nevada, to license it. Mayweather hasn't fought outside Nevada in over a decade, by the way. Las Vegas is where he fights. This license is in California. If McGregor is going to have a boxing match, it will not be a top of the card, very elite fighter. They cannot do that. Mm. He's not a boxer. If they do, it will be wrong. It will be wrong. But if he's doing an exhibition boxing match against a guy who let's say is 8-0 and an area champion, I buy that. But not against a brilliant world champion. It's not. Look, we've had a bad few months, bad year for, I think, for deaths in boxing for a start, and for very serious injuries in boxing. Then, you know, mixed martial arts isn't without it. We have to look at safety. And I really liked what Bob Bennett told me. I don't think a Mayweather, I probably am slightly in the wrong for getting McGregor on this subject earlier in the year, and we put it out on BT Sport, where he said, he'd love to be involved in a $500 million fight with Mayweather. Of course he would. He's all about the money in that respect. He's more likely to go boxing in the WWE than he is against an elite fighter in a boxing ring.
Does that
answer your question?
Yeah, it does answer my question perfectly, Gareth. Let's talk about the Ultimate Fighter then, the finale, Ultimate Fighter 24 this weekend. Yeah. And this competition, the Ultimate Fighter, has been so important to the UFC. You think back to the first ever edition of the Ultimate Fighter where Forrest Griffin took on Stephen Bonner. That's been called the fight that saved the UFC. So the franchise, this event means a lot to the franchise.
It does, as you rightly mentioned, Dave. Historically, on the money there, that Bonner and Griffin, just over 10 years ago now, I think it was, that it broke a wave of millions and millions and millions of people's attention on television. They had a three-round war like two banjoing Irishmen and fell into each other's arms at the end of it with millions and millions of viewers who tuned in for it, thrilled by it. It broke the seam, if you like, and allowed mixed martial arts to come as a wave, and the ripples and the pond and has grown to a lake, into an ocean ever since. The other thing about the Ultimate Fighter, you mentioned Series 24, it's got tired at times. What they did with this one, obviously they put Demetrius Johnson, the number one pound-for-pound mixed martial artist, in my view at the moment, based on his record and his performances since 2012, really, when the flyweight division came into being. This was another novel idea. The winner of the tournament, i.e. Tim Elliott, who hasn't really been a feature of the UFC for a little while, fighting a guy who has really wiped out everyone else in the flyweight division. He fought at bantamweight for many years, Demetrius Johnson, but flyweight, 125 pounds, fits him like a glove. He is perfectly formed physically. He's a wonderful man, by the way. He's a brilliant asset to mixed martial arts and the UFC and sport as a whole. Always impeccably turned out, beautifully mannered, and he kind of fights that way as well. And he transitions from ground to movement. He's the fastest man in mixed martial arts. And in many ways, you know, I have to say that this is a mismatch, you know. There are upsets in MMA. There have been some huge ones. But this would go down on Saturday night in the Palms Casino Resort, Las Vegas, as one of the greatest upsets in UFC history for me, if Elliott manages to pull off the victory.
That brings us on to the betting here. We'll talk about Henry Cejudo and Joseph Benavidez very shortly, but the main event is Demetrius Johnson versus Tim Elliott. Johnson, also known as Mighty Mouse, is 1-10 to win this fight. Tim Elliott is 6-1. You mentioned it would be, I think it would be the biggest upset in UFC history if Demetrius Johnson was beaten by Elliott. He's on a 10-fight UFC winning streak, which is the longest active streak in the flyweight division and the longest streak of consecutive victories in the history of this weight class as well. It's also the second longest UFC winning streak of any active fighter on the roster behind John Jones, and who knows what's going to happen in the future with John Jones. So does Tim Elliott provide any sort of threat to Mighty Mouse?
Well, yeah, he's tenacious and he will bring it. He's always brought it, Dave, in every fight he's had in the UFC. He's admirable. There's no question about it. But, you know, fighting and sport is about levels, yeah? You know, he lost to Ali Bagautinov, Joseph Benavidez, Zach Makovsky in 2013, 2014, 2015, dropped by the organization, the Ultimate Fighting Championships. Went over to Titan FC and has had a three-fight winning streak over there before coming into this session of the Ultimate Fighter, this series, if you like, of the Ultimate Fighter. Listen, you have to take your hat off to him that he's battled back after 20 pro fights to get back into the Ultimate Fighter and make himself relevant again in the UFC. There's two things here. If he pulls off the victory, it's, you know, as you say, it's a massive, massive, massive upset. And it puts him back in the frame in a huge way and a massive payday because there'll be an immediate rematch. If he fights brilliantly over five rounds, and he's got the capacity to do this against Mighty Mouse. He will still probably earn a way back into the UFC, earn his stock back. Generally, they say when you go 0-3 in the UFC, you're out of the UFC. And he lost to three top-level contenders there, who Mighty Mouse has wiped out. Don't forget that since the flyweight division came into existence in March 2012, and we had two semi-finals, if you like, and a rematch between Demetrius Johnson when he drew with Ian McCall, and then won the belt in September 2012. As you say, he's been on this amazing winning streak. He's beaten Joseph Benavidez twice, John Dodson twice, Henry Cejudo in April this year. And Elliot wasn't even in the frame at any of this period to fight him. So it's a lose-lose in many ways for Demetrius Johnson. He'll have applied himself like he does for all his fights. He is perspicacious to the nth degree. But Elliot will bring tenacity and he will look for something unusual. He likes to walk opponents down. The problem is he doesn't have the kind of movement that Demetrius Johnson has. You know what my answer is to this? If Demetrius Johnson defeats Tim Elliott easily, it's time for Demetrius, once Dominic Cruz, the bantamweight champion, has fought Cody Garbrandt, to make a super fight between Cruz, the bantamweight champion, and Johnson, the flyweight champion. Look, there are physical disadvantages, but the last loss that Demetrius had back in 2011 was against Dominic Cruz, challenging for the UFC bantamweight title. He's really come on. Cruz has been away with knee surgery. He's come back and won the title. He's emeritus again. I think that's the answer in 2017.
What's the prediction for this fight then? Johnson versus Elliott?
I think Elliott will be very good early on. I think he will give everything he's got. I think, but I think Johnson will find openings, and I'm going for either a TKO or a submission victory in rounds three, maybe round four.
Fantastic. The other fight on the night in the flyweight division is the two captains, the two coaches in the Ultimate Fighter 24, Henry Cejudo versus Joe Benavidez. And Cejudo is 6-4 to win the fight. Benavidez is 8-15. We do have method of result, round betting, and fight to go the distance betting on the William Hill website right now. Benavidez has long been one of the best fighters in either the 125 or 135 pound weight class. And his four career losses have come only to the aforementioned Dominic Cruz. And he's been beaten by Mighty Mouse Demetrius Johnson twice. Yeah. Cejudo, a world-class wrestler, Gareth, and an athlete. And like Benavidez, as you mentioned earlier, he has lost to Johnson. But Johnson is the only man to defeat him in MMA. This is a fight that I'm looking forward to.
Oh, no, this is a really, really good fight. Listen, a Beijing Olympic Games freestyle 55-kilo gold medalist, Henry Cejudo. Anyone that's got gold after their name, as you know well know yourself, Dave, you're steeped, your family is steeped in sports coverage. You will sit at home talking about the Olympics with family members because so many of your family members have been to the Olympics. I don't mean competing, I mean covering it.
Yeah, I don't think we do very well competing in it, Gareth.
I think in the bar in the evenings you might do all right. but as we all do in our profession. But look, he's got that gold in Beijing in 2008. He's highly touted. He's a specimen physically, but so is Benavidez. You know, really seriously brilliant competitor. This is a fight I'm really, really looking forward to. It's one that we've been waiting for in this weight division. You know, Cejudo only came into the UFC in 2014. He only came into mixed martial arts in 2013. He's a neophyte in many ways. He's a baby, but he's got real power in his hands. We know what he's capable of in wrestling terms. And all he's after in this fight is getting a victory over Joseph Benavidez, who's the number one in the division, the number one challenger, rather, you know, because everyone is behind Demetrius Johnson. Everyone's a step behind him. If he can get the victory over Joseph Benavidez, he leapfrogs him. He goes to number one. And if the Dominic Cruz fight doesn't happen for Mighty Mouse, and Mighty Mouse does beat Tim Elliott on Saturday night, in 2017, Cejudo will get another shot at Demetrius Johnson, and he'll be a year older or a year and a half older and a year and a half wiser in MMA. I think he's a great kid. I think he got thrown in very, very early against Demetrius, who was brilliant, by the way, against him in April, knocking him out with knees and punches in Las Vegas. That was 7 months ago. It's a brilliant fight, this. It will go everywhere. I favour Cejudo's hands in this fight and marginally better wrestling. Because even though Benavidez didn't go to the Olympics, he has got brilliant wrestling himself. Brilliant Muay Thai that he learnt under Dwayne Bang Ludwig. And obviously he's a concerted member of Team Alpha Male from Sacramento. So it's a really, really good fight, this. This is a pound-for-pound fight in the flyweight division. It is the rightful number one and number two contenders. Can't wait to see it. As I say, I'm going Cejudo by... this is a three-round fight. I'm going Cejudo by... by decision in a split decision or by knockout in any round at all, first, second, or third. But I favour Cejudo to take this fight.
Henry Cejudo is the outsider of the two here as well. 6-4, Henry Cejudo. Just to mention a couple of prices that Gareth just picked up on there. Henry Cejudo by knockout, technical knockout, or disqualification is 8-1. Henry Cejudo by decision, available at 9-4. And if you think the fight will go the distance, yes is 4-9 for the fight to go the distance. No is 13-8. Gareth, enjoy it in Las Vegas this weekend. I know you're back this side of the Atlantic Ocean now, but I'm sure you'll be glued to your television screen. Are these two fights that you're covering on Saturday night?
I'm merely being an interested fan observer. I will be tweeting and talking about them on social media. I suppose that's covering it, really, isn't it?
Yes.
I suppose it is. But yeah, I will be endeavouring to watch them live. There's an awful lot going on. I've got previews on all kinds of fight sports coming out of my ears. And, I'll be doing it from HQ in front of the 52-inch screen on Saturday night.
Very good. If you want to follow Gareth on Twitter, at Gareth A. Davis DT is at Gareth's Twitter handle. You can follow myself, at D. Kellner, as well. Gareth, thank you for your company on this podcast.
Always a pleasure, Dave, and a great shout out to all the fans there, and looking forward also next weekend to the second New York event in Albany, where Derek the Black Beast Lewis, the heavyweight bout, headlines against Shamil Abdurakhimov.
Very good. Thank you, Gareth. Thank you, everyone, for listening as well. Remember, you can download this podcast via audioboom.com. Just type in William Hill. Check us out on iTunes as well. Again, type in William Hill, and that's where you can subscribe to all William Hill's podcasts. Thank you for listening. If you're betting on the UFC here with William Hill, the very best of luck, and enjoy your weekend.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.